This is Ian Griffin with another edition of Professionally Speaking. On Saturday, January 17th, 2015, I attended the National Speakers Association Northern California chapter meeting where we hosted Shep Hyken. He's the current president of the National Speakers Association across the United States and a recognized expert on customer service. Shep gave an incredible 1-hour-plus presentation. He covered a whole bunch of topics, and in these two extracts, you'll hear him talk first about his ideal client and how he chooses clients for his speaking business from amongst the many potential prospects and leads that he cultivates. And then he gives his awesome 5-day publishing schedule for the world of social media. Take a listen.
Yeah, let's talk about the ideal client real quick, and then I'll move on. I want to spend 60 seconds on this. Look at who your ideal client is, and the way you define ideal client is, first look at who spent the most money on you, who paid you the most last year. How many times did they use you? Did they buy books? Okay, so look at who your biggest, let's say you spoke 50 times last year. Who are the biggest 10%, the biggest 5 clients that you have? Is there any similarity that these clients have compared to the average client? And is there a difference between the average client and these top, 10% clients? Look for those differences. I found a big difference between my top clients and everyone else. And my difference was I recognized that I was working for, I didn't work for mutual fund companies, and I didn't work a lot of work with Anheuser-Busch. So people that make money and people that drink beer. True. Anheuser-Busch hired me to go to the state association meetings, to go to the National Grocers Association meeting, and they sent me there as a speaker and they sponsored me. The mutual fund companies sent me into, Morgan Stanley and Wells Fargo, right in there. All the names changed since, and I started thinking, wow, the commonality was, number one, they booked me multiple dates. Number two, they never used me for themselves. They used me for their customers. So I started thinking, who has customer events? Who hires speakers not to work for their own company? And I realized, drug companies. I go to these conferences and I'm hired as a speaker and I find out that Merck sponsored me. Well, Merck didn't actually say, let's book Shep Hyken. They gave the money to the association to book me. I found out who that person was. I called them up. I tell them, I'm the speaker that spoke on your behalf. By the way, you may not realize it, but I got everybody in the audience chanting, Merck, Merck, Merck. You're really, how'd you do that? And I tell them. And I actually have a little program where I will put their name on the handout. I'll do a video before I get there and I'll thank the sponsor. I'll get them to chant the name out and I'll send articles afterwards with your name attached to it thanking you. So it isn't just me speaking and you're paying money. And they like this. So I realize that's where I'm going to spend my most marketing effort. Not that it won't work on getting the onesies and twosies too. I will get those. But if I have an opportunity to spend more time with that type of client, I'll do it. Okay? Cool.
Now listen while Chep leads us through his awesome 5-day publishing schedule for social media.
It's the complete mix of things that you do. The Google Hangout mixed with the blog post, mixed with the video that you put on YouTube, mixed with some tweet that you put out there or the 10 tweets that you put out there throughout the week. So here's how our schedule works. On Monday, I post a blog. And that blog is a compilation of articles that I've read the week before that I like. And here's how I get those articles. I use a Google alert. Anybody here using Google alerts? Put your content topic in. Customer service, customer loyalty, customer engagement, and derivatives of that. And I get articles every day. And I look through the titles. Do I like it? I'll read it. I set it off and I have it in a folder. Cindy in my office helps me get those as well. She sends them to me if she thinks I'm going to like them. I put them in a folder. Then I read them when I'm on the airplane or in the evenings. And if I like them, I flag them. And I do a top 5 articles of the week from the week before. This is red. It's amazing how many people read this little compilation. And I put a little line in there. I like this article because blank. And whatever I'm using to fill in the blank, I use almost the exact words to post at the end of that person's blog saying, I love this article because you hit on these points. And now I'm starting to get a relationship with some of these authors and bloggers that are out there. They may or may not recognize me, and that doesn't matter. But if they see me popping up, if they're writing a lot, I'm going to probably pop up 2 or 3 times on their site. And if I post them as a top 5, then they're really happy. You see, it's real easy to post that blog. Anybody can do what I just talked about, right? So that's Mondays. Tuesday's video day. I go in and I shoot 4 to 5 weeks worth of my blogs at once, and then we edit the videos, as I mentioned to you already, and then we post that on Tuesdays. And it doesn't matter what order they're in. It doesn't have to come the week after I posted last week's blog. It just, I do them ahead of time. Wednesdays is the actual day I post my blog, and I send out to my newsletter. The same blog post is the same newsletter I send out. Thursdays, remember that podcast tip that I told you about? Thursdays, I post the podcast, and I actually put that video on YouTube, okay? And now I also do the Forbes article on Thursday. And on Fridays, I take guest contributions from other customer service experts. And I don't even write that one, although at the front end, I read it, and I say, okay, I like this article because blank, and I post it on there. So that's my 5-day editorial schedule. In addition to that, I tweet throughout the day. So what I do is I take my articles, and I love the articles that I've read, even the ones that don't make the top 5. If I see an article out there, I go, great article on service by so-and-so, and a link to it, that's what I tweet out. So I'm going to get a half a dozen links just like that every single day. Plus, I'll tweet out a couple of my own tweets. And I'm recognized as a resource for customer service on Twitter and Google Plus and some of the others. Now, I'm careful. I don't post too much on LinkedIn. I try to do something about once every week or so on LinkedIn. I think that's about a good limit. I should do more than one? Yeah. I get people that were getting irritated with me. I guess they can drop off. Maybe I'll do twice a week. I don't know. So that's it. Oh, and I do tweet chats. I love a tweet chat. That's where in 1 hour they assign an hour, 8 o'clock on Tuesday night Central Time. That's the customer service tweet chat. Somebody throws out a question every 6 minutes for an hour. That's 10 questions. And a bunch of us get on and tweet. And by the way, when I tweet, all 60,000 plus of my followers see my tweets. When I retweet somebody else, my followers are seeing their tweets. And guess what? All these other heavy hitters in the customer service world are retweeting me. And so it's on any given night, potentially 1 million eyeballs can see what we're doing out there. It's pretty cool.